Welcome back, folks. We are very excited about the Taylor Swift concert coming to town. I just wanted to let you know, did you know that the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, 325 speakers from 15 different countries are coming to town the same week that Taylor Swift is going to be in town as well? This is great news for the city of New Orleans, and we continue to celebrate a lot of what's going on. And when it comes to tourism, there's only a few people that really have their finger on the pulse of everything that's going on there. And Billy Nungesser, the lieutenant governor of Louisiana, is one of them. And he joins us. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell. How you doing today?
Doing great. I mean, it's really neat to have like these conferences coming to town over and over again. Yesterday, we broadcast live, Billy, from Caesars, almost a $500 million investment there at the foot of Canal Street. Just absolutely incredible.
It really is. I tell you, the new exhibits and things that are popping up, and I'm so impressed with the state police and the quarter and what they're doing. I really feel that we're making real progress in cleaning up the city and making it safer.
And they only have a portion, Troop NOLA, is what you're talking about. They don't have the full complement of where they hope to be, and I think they were saying that that won't happen until maybe we're like just in advance of the Super Bowl, which would be great, but they're continuing to build the numbers of the troopers that are down here. So I think we're going to see more of a lot of their great proactive policing that they're engaged in.
No, I went in and looked at the cameras and what they're doing, catching people before they're committing the crimes, and I was so impressed and asked, "What else can I do?" And they said, "Well, if we had more space," so we moved the Friends of the Cabildo out of the second and third floor, gave them my office at the Cabildo, and gave the state police all three floors to be able to put up more cameras and watch them in real time. So I'm really excited and hopeful for the quarter to really one day where we can say it's safe and secure and everyone feel comfortable going there again.
Absolutely. And as the crime numbers come down, obviously that's the trend across the country. We've actually been on the leading edge of that trend, and hopefully we can continue that going because I think that will be a payback and a return on our investment that we'll be very proud of, right?
Absolutely. The Super Bowl, hopefully all the work we're doing leading up to that will just continue after that with more events and more people coming and not leaving with bad taste in their mouth, but leaving with the things we all remember, the great time they had, and we can get rid of that negative stigma we get sometimes.
So, Billy, let's pivot real quick. Tell us about the India Dubai tourism mission.
Yeah, I leave tomorrow, 19 hours in the air. Not really
Oh,
excited
man.
about traveling a 19-hour flight. But we received from the U.S. Commerce Department a $300,000-a-year grant for the next 3 years to go to three new international markets, India, Spain, and Italy. Earlier this year, we went to India, I mean to Italy and Spain. This is the third. We'll have this money for the next 3 years to open our doors to three new international markets, and we're real excited about that. So, and then we'll take a side trip to Dubai, meet with the poor people there, business leaders. I always try to, besides promote tourism, to meet with as many business leaders as I can to talk about doing business in Louisiana while we're there. So, it's going to be a great trip, and I'm excited. We're already seeing the return on our investment from those trips to Spain and Italy. Travel agents booking groups of coming to Louisiana. And those international visitors, they stay longer, they spend more money, and they don't just see New Orleans. They want to get off the beaten path and see how Americans live. So it's a great opportunity to get them into small towns all over Louisiana and spend a lot of money here.
Absolutely. And that has been, everybody's going after those sectors, right? I mean, all of the hospitality cities and tourism cities throughout are trying to lure them. And I keep reminding folks that this is a very competitive business, right? And you always have to put your best foot forward each and every day.
You know, we look at all opportunities to market. Social media is great, but it's a lot of work. And I tell you, we're partnering on this trip with New Orleans, Lake Charles, and the Mississippi River country tourism folks. But it's a lot of work to go over there and go from city to city to city. But we see a return on our investment when we go and bring our food, our music, and interact with those travel agents and those tour operators that can sit down one-on-one, hear about all the great things, and then know they have someone that they met that they can call when their groups have an issue. We have seen a return on investment much greater than just running ads in those countries. So we just got a lot of great folks that really have a passion for traveling a lot and making those personal appearances.
Well, the truth be told, and I know you'll never say this, you're very humble. The reality is when the lieutenant governor is visiting with these folks and they know that you care, they feel better about coming to our state if someone at your level in the political structure and the governance structure here in the state of Louisiana is asking them to come, right?
Yeah, and I tell you, when I went to Spain, Italy, and we try to judge what trips I need to go on, the ambassador agreed to host us at his home. So when we did that, everybody showed up. So we knocked it out the park. And then also in Dubai and India, I'll be meeting with several top officials in their trade missions. So it does have an impact. But I got to tell you, we just got awarded Tourism State Office of the Year. And our tourism director, Doug Bourgeois, was named, got the Beacon Award for the best tourism director in the country, and many other awards we won. We won an award for our best website, for our bird trails, came home with a whole bunch of awards from that conference, and it shows in their passion and love for the whole team and what they do to promote Louisiana.
Obviously, you know, and then the partnerships that you have with a number of other agencies throughout the state of Louisiana and promoting that obviously yields some great results as well, right?
I'm really excited about the economic development and the way the governor, that department is headed. We partnered with them to promote asking people to come back home at the LSU game out in Las Vegas this year. And they are really leaning forward and looking at new ways to bring business to Louisiana. And as we talked and met, you know, we used nice videos of the food, the music, the culture to get people excited about coming here. Those are all pretty good reasons why you should locate your business here as well. So using some of our tourism tools, integrating with economic development, I think is going to fare well for Louisiana in the future. And I can't tell you, I'm excited about the team and how passionate they are to economic development department in Baton Rouge, looking at new ways to bring business here. So it's going to be a great partnership going forward.
I know you want to talk about the National State Park Directors Conference, but before we do, kind of give us a brief state of the parks in the aftermath of Hurricane Francine.
Well, we had some flooding. We closed a little early Monday to get the sand off the roads from Lake Pontchartrain, but we failed pretty well. We just had a little bit of flooding. The water's down. We cleaned all that up. We're back open. And, you know, we had planned a luncheon at the Resort Conference Center in Alabama. That's where the national conference was, to show the Resort Conference Center that we want to build in Fountain Blue to the elected officials. We had to cancel that because of the storm, but our team came home and was awarded September 2026, the National Park Conference, for the first time in Louisiana. Our parks are not in the best shape to be able to host one of those conferences, but because of the improvements we've made over the last several years, that's quite an honor to be picked, because all the board has to look at your parks, look what you're doing, and they want to go to a state where they can be proud to show everybody at those parks. So we'll be touring several parks. The Sheraton will host us in New Orleans, and that'll bring up around 1,000 people to the city, from all over the country that represents all the parks and all the states.
Final thoughts, Billy?
Well, I'm looking forward to a good trip, Newell, and wish me well. That's, 19 hours.
That's a long one, man.
So I'll see you when I get back. Y'all have a great week, my friend.
You too as well. Safe travels. That's the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.